You bet. Talk about what the, I guess, importance is of having a Republican and a Democrat both, in essence, agree on a controversial issue like fracking.
This conversation talks about how energy in Colorado really transcends party lines or partisan division. The fact that we have seen hundreds of thousands of jobs in Colorado created by energy production in this state, the millions of dollars in severance taxes that are funding our schools, our roads, and our bridges, I think that shows that this is more than just the Democrats or Republicans, but this really is a Colorado issue that deserves a discussion, attention, and certainly has done good for our state.
As you know, environmentalists have been very vocal about their opposition to it. You've got millions of gallons of water used in every job. You've got about 40,000 gallons of chemicals used. What happens to those chemicals? How do you make, I guess, the average Coloradan feel safe about fracking?
I think that's why it's important that we have a well-regulated industry. In fact, Colorado is leading the nation when it comes to the regulations of energy development. Things like Frac Focus, which Colorado is on the leading edge, that talks about what is used, what is not, continuous advancements, reduce the amount of water that is being required, hopefully to the point maybe someday where we won't even need to use water, but they can use some other new technology that is proven right here in Colorado through the development and ongoing research that is involved in organizations like Vital Colorado. So I think it's important that the people of Colorado understand what is going on, how this industry is regulated, and that this really is something that is an important part of Colorado's economy.
Do you believe, though, Senator, that the people should have this final say, i.e. communities banning fracking?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of the Colorado Constitution. The Colorado Constitution leaves this in the hands of the state and the state policymakers, and that's a matter of constitutional law at the state level.
I'd love to get your opinion on the extension of the Patriot Act. Senate didn't get to vote on it before you guys recessed. Will you get to vote by Sunday night at midnight?
Well, the Senate actually did vote on it. I voted against the reauthorization of a straight-up Patriot Act. And the straight-up reauthorization failed. And so I assume we'll be voting again on Sunday night about some other kind of way forward, like the USA Freedom Act, which I would support, which dramatically reforms NSA's ability to snoop on private citizens.
Senator Cory Gardner joining us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.